I don't care what is happening in your life. God who is able is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus. Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change.
Earlier on this series,
Christianity is not a religion. We only feel it for official purpose. Which religion? Because that's a religion. Christianity is life. It's the importation of heaven on earth. It's living the life of Christ. They said, this man are like Jesus in Antioch. Is that true, sir? And there they call them Christians. So Christianity is living the life of Jesus Christ. Why do Christians compromise covetousness? Number three, covetousness. Covetousness. Many are not content with the blessings of God upon their lives per time. Look at the Bible, Luke chapter 12 and verse 15. Luke 12, 15. Let's look at Luke 12:15. Come, are you there? And he said unto them, take heed and beware of what? Shall we read together? One to go. And he said unto them, and beware, for a man's life consider not in the abundance of the things which he. Why many are compromising is because they are covetous. They are not content with what they have. There are people now who can't sleep because of somebody's shoe. As I'm telling you, so they compromise to do anything. Even as we're in church now, all in their heart is somebody's shoe they saw. If I don't buy that shoe, must buy it. He said, that why you're sad? That shoe, for 3 months now, I've been saving for it and I can't buy it. Some people are sad, not because of any problem, but because of what they wear. Eh? The Christmas clothes that somebody did not wear, some people are sad today. And Christmas is past. They see another person's car, they say, this car, if I don't buy it, I won't sleep. Amen. So he does everything to buy another man's car. He will steal, he will tell lies. Come on, say here. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We compromise because of covetousness. The Igbos call it anyuku. You call it what? Anyuku. Big eye. Big. It's in men, it's in women. So it's not, there are men who are very covetous. You give them something, they're always thinking of something they don't have. Anytime you're always thinking of what you don't have, the spirit of covetousness is working in you. You are never content with what you have. You're always looking at what you don't have, wishing that you wish you can get what you don't have. And you know you don't have the money for it. Why are you? That is covetousness. That's what? You saw somebody wearing Brazilian hair. You have Brazilian hair. The next one you look at that one, you say, Malaysian hair. I don't have that one. I wish I wear Malaysian hair. Anyway, if you have Brazilian hair, that's your Malaysian hair. Is that Malaysian hair? Okay, and I'm correct. Best who have Nigerian hair. I don't know why Nigerians are not putting hair there. Nigeria, your own, it can be black one, so that the whites can wear your own type. You need to cut your hair and then make it like that. So that the white people, some of them put low cut, so they wear your own and put as wig. They call it, this is Nigerian style. Amen. Relax your life, my friend. Relax what? Relax your life. Don't kill yourself. So I don't compromise as a child of God. Number three, why Christians compromise. Number four, pressures and influences. Pressures and what? Christians compromise because they want to please others. They want to do what? Most times, pressure, external pressure, we want to make a compromise, even from members of your family. Did you hear me at all? Most times, the reason why most Christians compromise is the pressure, external pressure from members of our peers, friends, telling you, boy, you are in office now. How can you be in this office and you don't, you look at you, boy, will you remain poor? Most times, the corruption is from the external pressure. We should change our pattern, especially in this part of the world. Somebody is in office and if he doesn't steal, they say, why are you not stealing? You are telling a man you have not bought a car. Are you telling him to steal? We are saying we don't want corruption, but we don't want any corruption. You see, you have entered the house. This is your own chance, so you have already told him to steal. Because you put so much pressure on him, where are you expecting a commissioner to buy you a car of 15 million? How much is salary? You're internally telling him steal to buy for me. Please, don't allow external pressure make you do what you're not supposed to do. If your parents come to you, tell them this is what I have. You know, Saul made a statement in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 24. He said, and Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed thy commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Saul offended God because it was people that pushed him to do it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't allow people push you to compromise with the standards of God. Sometimes they may say to you with a clear heart, but maintain a standard.
Go nowhere, because this message continues shortly.
For as you think in your heart, so are you.
Every man of impact is a productive thinker. Daniel was in the midst of wicked rulers who brought decrees against Daniel. Yet Daniel came out through thinking.
There are some things that I really don't know before, but now I understand a lot of things.
I now have a deeper insight of what thinking means. And I'm aware also that thinkers rule the world.
Everything to make you a success is already in you. God has given to you, but you have not steered it.
I know how to think now.
And I think it will improve my life.
When a man engages his mind productively, he can't be trapped by any wicked ruler.
Thinkers rule their world. Mental development for impact. A series of teachings that will help you succeed in life through thinking. To get a copy of this message on DVD, contact us through the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Many of us, pressure. Even wife can make you do what you're not supposed to do. You are in government, all your mates have bought cars, see the other commissioner has bought you, why can't you buy? Are you telling your husband to steal? And we are saying the country is corrupt. Corrupt where? We are the ones making them to be corrupt. If nobody goes to beg from them and they steal, we will jail them. Do you hear me? Yes, the citizens have a right to deal with any official and say, jail him! But when they say jail him, you remember the car he bought for you. He now bring prayer requests. My brother, they want to tell him pray because he bought one car. Where is stone? I think the church should change the society. I can tell you, if Nigeria, the church today stop and we don't compromise, any corrupt leader will jail the person. Because the judge will be afraid. Everybody will be afraid. The man said we'll be afraid because he knows that if the church rise up, we deal with him. But you, the church is the first to ask him to do nonsense. Why they compromise? Lack of vision and dream. Many don't see what the future holds for their destiny. That's why they go for immediate satisfaction. Esau could not see his future, so the immediate thing made him to compromise. Is that true, sir? He traded his future for the present. Many don't have a dream for a great future, so they compromise with small things. If you have a big dream, small things will move you. Is somebody going to say that? In Hebrews 12, 16 and 17, it says, lest there be any fornicator, a profane person, as Esau, who for a morsel of meat sold his birthright. Are you going to answer that? For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Joseph saw the crown, so he left Potiphar's wife. Is that true, sir? Don't allow immediate gratification to destroy your big dream. Do you hear me at all? When you have a big dream, you will not compromise with small things. You tell yourself, no, this thing is too small to stop the dream I have. Am I talking to someone here? You know that the thing you want to compromise for is too small. Okay, can I tell you something? You are born again, you are living in a man's house, you are not married to. You are compromising your Christianity. Is that true? Because by living in that man's house, if you live in a man's house for 6 months, you are a semi-wife. Because by the time you live in his house, you're cooking for him, you're watching his clothes, you're doing everything. People unknowingly see you as a married woman. Because you're not going to tell everybody, I'm not married, I'm only living here. They see money, you go out, he goes out, money come back. They say, that woman is the wife. And by the time a young man comes, she has been married before. We know her, she was married to one man. We don't know what made them separated. They don't know that you are not married. You don't stay in a man's house you're not married to. Am I talking? You compromise, you now pack your things to go and stay in his house. The man has not even paid dowry. You are living in his house. Are you responsible? You look too cheap. How can a believer pack to a man's house who didn't pay dowry on your head? That's why the man told you to pack out. Because you went there too cheap. You are too cheap. You made yourself too what? Too cheap. No girl should pack to a man's house. The man should knock on your door and tell your parents he has value for you. How can you park to a man's house who has not paid that on your head? I said, if I love you, love you what? You make yourself too cheap. A man who loves you has not paid money on your head, you now say you have forced yourself. One man say, want to buy force me for my property? That's by force marriage. And can I tell you, if you get pregnant for him, if he doesn't want to marry you, he won't marry you. Pregnancy does not make people love person. In fact, he will get irritated. He said, bring the boy, get out. If you use pregnancy to hold a man, he will frustrate your life. If they force him to marry, he will frustrate you in the house. So don't think that you can use, let me use African colloquial, you cannot use belle to hold him. Shout hallelujah. Don't compromise. Maintain your standard for living. Number 6, why Christians compromise? No heaven consciousness. I close there. No heaven consciousness. Many are pursuing what they can acquire, possess, and own today, not considering where they will spend eternity. In Mark chapter 8 and verse 36. He said, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul? Whether we like it or not, heaven is real. That whatever you compromise today, find yourself, am I trying to make heaven or I'm just thinking of earthly wealth and destroy my destiny? When you are heaven conscious, there are some things you call yourself to order. So here. You know what the Bible says? Say, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be evil or good. Ecclesiastes 12, 13, 14. Hear this truth. Heaven is real. If you think there's no heaven, then no point being a Christian. Because if you say I'm a Christian, it means I believe whatever Jesus says. And don't live your life as if life ends here. Where is your great grandfather? He's gone. And most of us, where is your grandfather? If he's not gone, he's old and he will soon go. Some of us, our fathers have even gone. So one day you too will go. And when you go, we'll all stand before God and give account of ourselves. Please don't live your life as if everything ends here. Heaven is real. You pray that the Holy Spirit help me. Do what? Spirit of God, help me to live according to the standards of the Word of God. Spirit of God, be my helper. I need your help. I need you. I need you. We are riding, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Sing it one more time. I need thee, oh, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Oh, I need thee. I need thee. Oh, help me. I need you to help me to live according to the standard of the world. Sincerely pray that prayer and lift your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Spirit, don't be my helper. I cannot do it in the energy of the flesh. Holy Ghost, I need you to be my helper. Spirit of God, I want to walk according to the standards of God's word. I need you, Holy Spirit, to help me. Holy Ghost, be my helper. Spirit of the living God, help me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Be my helper, Holy Ghost. I need you, Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, is not by mind, but by your spirit. We bank on your help. Every one of us, through your help, will overcome the works of the flesh. That will not compromise when it comes to the things of God. Thank you, Father. For we know a change has come in everyone's life. In Jesus' mighty name. Every habit was started one day. So the day you decide not to compromise, you can also stop it. So take a decision to stop that thing which you have been compromising for years. And God will see us through. It's not enough to say, God, help me. You too will decide to say, enough. Am I talking? And then God will now release grace in that direction to help you.
Coming up on this series.
It's a professional, but he cannot be taken for that assignment because he's crooked. So who you are is what determines what you become. Stop going for paper first. Start going to have a character first. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. God created you from where? Himself. So you cannot maximize, realize your potential as a child until you go back to your source. You don't walk to earn, you walk to learn. You walk to contribute, your potentials will come out. Never go to work in a place because they pay you. Go to work in a place because you have something to offer. God does not give fruit. He gives you seed, then the seed goes to become. Every time, challenge yourself to be better than what you are. So potential is unexposed ability and latent power. The greatest miracle is not the miracle that eyes are open. The greatest miracle is not that the lame walked. The greatest miracle is not that you bought a house. The greatest miracle is the miracle of salvation. If you have not met Jesus, I want to pray specially with you. Just pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Right now, with my mouth, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen.
For live services, prayers, and counseling, visit smhos.org or call the numbers on the screen. This program was brought to you by Salvation Ministries, Home of Success.